You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
If you are discouraged, take heart. God will strengthen you.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Almighty and all merciful God, you are the strength of the weary. For centuries you have provided hope for the hopeless and help for the despairing. Individuals troubled, burdened, and confused are listening to this program, O Lord. In the hour of their need, by your grace, provide them with strength and encouragement. Draw them to the sin-cleansing wounds of your Son, Jesus. Strengthen their hearts with the might of your Spirit. We pray all these things confidently, trusting in the intercessory power of the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. As I began to prepare this Bible-based message of hope and encouragement, my secretary gave me a message. A listener had written in. She said she needed help quickly. So many things were going wrong in her family, and so many other pressures were building up, that she felt she could no longer go on. Yesterday, we received a desperate phone call from a listener, depressed because of poor health and mounting medical bills. These are only two examples reflecting the many challenges and difficulties people are today facing. In addition to family disruptions, medical problems, and daily pressures, it is now estimated that 70% of our population is experiencing stress because of financial problems. It is in these desperate times that the promises recorded in God's Word mean so very much. Be of good courage, the psalmist wrote, and God shall strengthen your heart. Yes, let every tear-filled eye recognize the God of hope, the author of help, and the provider of everlasting strength. Let every burdened heart experience the strength of Him who not only knows people by name, but who also seeks to help the worried, the depressed, and the despairing. The Holy Scriptures record the dramatic story of a woman of great faith. She had experienced much difficulty in her life. According to the biblical account recorded in the Gospel of Mark, this woman had been suffering from a hemorrhage for over 12 years. For over a decade, she had been bleeding internally. Then, the Bible points out, and I quote, "She had endured much at the hands of many physicians, and had spent all the money she had. But she was not helped at all. Rather, the Bible points out, instead of getting better, the helpless lady got worse." In an era of advanced medical technology, it is difficult for us to comprehend the hopeless future this weary lady faced. She was seriously ill, and through her attempt to secure help, she ended up financially bankrupt. One can well imagine that at times she may have even preferred death rather than the psychological torture chamber of uncertainty and despair. But then something dramatic took place. A great day began for this weary woman. Jesus was traveling through the area where she lived. And like many others who followed the loving Savior, this lady had heard about the Messiah's miraculous powers. The Holy Spirit began to work a strong faith in the heart of this burdened woman. She thought, "If I can just touch his garments, I shall get well." Finally, she got close to him, and she touched him from behind. Immediately, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. Jesus asked, "Who touched my garments?" Then he saw the woman. She was trembling and afraid. Jesus said, "Your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." O Lord, you are no longer visibly present among us performing miracles, but you continue to provide strength and hope and help in our every need. Therefore, for the many today who are depressed, worried, discouraged, and afflicted, give them the faith you so graciously gave the afflicted woman. Just as she, by faith, sought the strengthening help of the merciful Savior, so also, by your life-giving Spirit, enable the confused, the sick, and the lonely to see the blessed Redeemer. By your death-shattering power, and by your life-giving Spirit, uphold those who are now wavering in their faith. O Lord, may all who are weighed down and tortured by their guilty conscience see your salvation cross and your cleansing blood. May your boundless love move them to true and sincere repentance. Then, let the shackling chains of guilt fall from their guilty conscience. And may each new day be for the repentant a time of new life, a time when the old and ugly past disappears and new life begins. In times of trial, O Lord, enable us always to recall the situation in which our text for today was first expressed. King David was at the point of total despair. Even some of his friends had turned against him. So numerous were his problems that he began to panic. He would go to bed, but he was unable to sleep. It was impossible for him to rest and to be refreshed. In verse 22 of Psalm 31, David finally cried out to the Lord and said, "I am cut off before thine eyes." But the Lord had mercy on David, and the Almighty God strengthened him each day. God did not remove David's difficulties, but God did provide strength for the psalmist to cope with the challenges in life. God did not provide a quick fix or a sudden satisfaction. Total rescue did not take place rapidly or overnight. This is a powerful lesson for our generation. Our Lord is saying to us today, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." By this we understand that God frequently expects us to be patient. Help and strength is given to those who hope, those who wait patiently on God's mercy. Even when you feel you can go on no longer, remember, the Lord always upholds the faint-hearted. St. Paul is one of the great men of faith described in the Bible. But he also had his burdens, and he was afflicted. He prayed fervently that his affliction be taken from him, and yet it was never removed. God permitted St. Paul's affliction to continue. And so it may seem in our lives. Trials and tribulations may continue for no apparent reason. But even in these times of endless weariness, let us always look up, and may our faith always be anchored in the resurrected Christ. In every trying hour, let us receive God's strength from the words of our text, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." As you seek strength and help each day for your problems, don't rely on human frailty. Turn away from those who promise that all your problems will be overcome by thinking positively. Refuse to listen to those who claim that our help comes from within us. The psalmist was correct when he said, "My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth." Some people wonder where God has been for the last few centuries. He is not lost in the universe, and he is not hiding behind the North Star. In fact, he has been showing himself just the opposite. In an event which disturbed religious leaders and through an event which upset the plans of some of the world's strongest rulers, God revealed himself through a baby in a manger. The baby was Jesus. In Jesus, God became a man. He lived among his people. Those who received him beheld his glory. The glory, according to the Bible, was as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. But the earthly destiny of Jesus was not glorious. We must always remember this when we think of our own trials and tribulations. Jesus was tempted and troubled in every way, just as you and I are. Jesus was despised and rejected by those he came to save. During his trial, he was treated like a vicious criminal. In the Bible we read that they spit on Jesus. They blindfolded him. They beat him with their fist. The officers in charge received him with slaps in the face. Even though he was totally innocent, and even though Pilate could find no guilt in him, the crowds cried out again and again, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" And so Jesus went obediently to the cross. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before its shearers, so Jesus did not open his mouth. The bloody crucifixion of this innocent man took only a few hours. The lifeless body of Jesus was then laid in a cold grave. But after 3 days, the angel standing at the open tomb announced, "He is not here. He is risen." This dramatic announcement transformed the future of the despairing disciples. In the midst of tragedy, they received a living hope. And for centuries, this glorious knowledge of the resurrection has been the heartbeat of the Christian faith. It has provided unflagging hope for the persecuted, the enslaved, and the dying. By his resurrection, the blessed Savior demonstrated that the power of the devil, including even death itself, has been defeated. And from this point forward, no amount of trials and tribulations will ever be able to defeat those who trust completely in the Lord Jesus Christ. Just today, I purchased a major news magazine. It included a provocative article which discussed the current wave of depression and despair now sweeping through the youth population. The author pointed out that between now and this time next week, several thousand young people will decide that life is not worth living and they will try to kill themselves. Suicide is currently the third leading cause of death among young people. Have you ever wondered why this is? A high percentage of today's youth are faced with parents who are constantly quarreling and frequently in the process of divorce. They are faced with animalistic morals determined by the passion of the moment. A me generation sinfully obsessed with fulfilling self. Widespread use of drugs, open adult abuse of alcohol, and the glorification of violence and vicious killings in full color on television 24 hours a day. Let's be honest. Who in his right mind would even want to grow up in a society so hooked on selfish goals and so dedicated to irresponsibility? Without a faith in the all-conquering Christ, this would be total foolishness. But with a Spirit-empowered faith in the loving Savior, those of you who are young people need never fear. You need never live in confusion or despair. Without further delay, learn of him who has strengthened and encouraged thousands of others your age. On the basis of clear and powerful Bible teachings, get to know the source of truth and lasting strength. And don't ever consider Jesus merely as another person of history. Jesus is living today. He wants to be your constant companion. He desires to be your friend every passing hour. Yes, Jesus wants to carry your burdens for you. When Jesus broke the seal in the grave, he promised his followers a life-giving and problem-conquering spirit. And this same spirit, which lived in the resurrected Jesus, lives also in the hearts of his faith-filled followers. This spirit helps us in our weaknesses. And by the power of the Spirit of the living God, you can go forth with the confidence of St. Paul, who said, "In all things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us." No, don't struggle through another day of uncertainty and despair. Get to know Jesus in a special way. Rely on His empowering Spirit. Experience His life-giving blessings. Let the Spirit of God turn you from a cloud of uncertainty into a pillar of strength. Read about Jesus, the author of all strength in the Bible. Listen to sermons about the Savior in church, a place of worship which stands four square on the reliable teachings of the Holy Scriptures. And especially, if you are now a young person, don't ever neglect the opportunity of attending Sunday school. Nutritious food nourishes and strengthens a physical body. In the same way, the Word of God nourishes and strengthens your soul. As you get to know Jesus more clearly, and as the Spirit, by the power of the Word, continues to anchor a faith in your heart, you will then be enabled to say with St. Paul that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate you from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Yes, at this hour, your problems may be many. A solution at this time may appear impossible. But don't rest on your weaknesses. Trust always and alone in God's reliable strength. Be of good courage. God shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Amen.